it's time for Wisconsin Life. Watching sports on TV is a favorite American pastime, but keeping up with the action can be difficult for people in the deaf community. Appleton native Bryce Christensen is working to change that with his business PXP, which helps produce game broadcasts for deaf people. WPR's Evan Casey met up with him during a Milwaukee Admirals practice where the team is gearing up to host an American Sign Language night.
Bryce Christensen is watching the Milwaukee Admirals practice at the UW-Milwaukee Panther Arena, just a few feet away from the ice. He's there to prepare for the team's first ever American Sign Language night.
So I'm excited. PXP has never done an ASL night.
Christensen feels at home in the arena. Some of his earliest memories involve sports. He'll never forget his first game at Lambeau Field when he was 8 years old, or when his dad nudged him awake just in time to see Joe Carter's legendary walk-off home run in Game 6 of the 1993 World Series. But for Christensen, it was always more than just a game. It was a way to bond with his father, who was deaf.
Sports gave my dad an identity, and then when I was born, he wanted to connect with me, even though I knew sign language, I was hearing. And sports allowed me to connect with my father.
Christensen is a CODA, or a child of deaf adults. Both his mom and dad are deaf. The first language he actually learned was ASL. He says connecting with his father was hard at times, but not at Packers games, where he would sign to his dad what the announcer was saying or what fans were cheering about.
I just wanted to make my dad feel included and also make him proud.
Through his early adulthood, Christensen says he never really knew his true identity.
As a CODA, you're not hearing, you're not deaf, you're in between. And I had a real hard time with my sense of self and my identity.
He found his purpose when he started interpreting for the deaf community. He started with concerts and events around Milwaukee, but he wanted more. He had his eye on the sports world. He asked the Milwaukee Bucks if they wanted to have a professional ASL interpreter for their press conferences. He didn't think they'd say yes, but they did. He began interpreting pregame and postgame press conferences for the team in 2019. He was there for the Bucks' magical NBA championship run in 2021.
And the Bucks gave me that first taste of like, oh, this is professional sports. I can't believe I'm doing this.
1 year later, he started his own company, PXP, which offers ASL interpreters for live sports broadcasts. Soon, the company was working with the National Hockey League.
And it's paying homage to my deaf parents, my father. He instilled in me a passion of sports, and we grew up in an inaccessible world. I mean, it's still inaccessible.
So here's how it works. Picture a TV screen. The hockey game is on the left, while people on the right announce the game in ASL. A crowd intensity meter is at the bottom of the screen. It shows viewers how loud it is inside the arena. So far, Christensen's company has helped broadcast nearly 20 hockey games in partnership with the NHL. That includes the most recent Stanley Cup Finals and the Winter Classic. Christensen says deaf people could read subtitles during the game, but he says having ASL announcers provides true access.
ASL is their language, and they get to live and breathe it, and it's almost like them at the beach, where they see ASL and they can sit back and go, ah, finally. I don't have to work as hard. I can absorb this information because I understand it, and it allows me to enjoy the game even more.
Christensen says the deaf community is sometimes overlooked, but he hopes PXP and his work can be part of the solution.
They're doing great. They just need more access. They need more access. They need more representation. They need more support.
And he hopes to expand to even more sports leagues in the future.
WPR's Evan Casey brought us that story on ASL interpreter Bryce Christensen. The Milwaukee Admirals ASL night will be held March 27th.